Mrs. Barber, there's a lot of interest now in the occult and supernatural and that sort of thing. And I myself always feel that Trinity seems to be a spooky place, especially when the fog is in.
Well, I don't know about a spooky place, but in our family, in the Grant family, we sort of had what one would call a sixth sense. My grandmother Grant foretold the loss of the lion, and how she knew or why she would know, nobody seems to know. But she came down one morning to breakfast, and she said to her daughter, she said, Fanny, she said, the lion was lost last night, and all hands, but she said, your father wasn't on board. Now, her husband, that's old Davy Grant, my grandfather, and his son Jim were in St. John's doing carpenter work. And my grandfather had his, probably a little tin box or a wooden box of some kind, not a suitcase, I don't suppose, although they might have what they call an old fleece, as they called them in those days, fleeces. And, but anyway, he went down the morning that the schooner was supposed to leave and took his box or bag or whatever he had, and he said, I'm not going out with you this morning, Captain, but the Jim stayed on. And as it happened, my grandfather wasn't lost, but the lion was lost, and the only thing that was ever recovered was the body of Mrs. Cross. Now, whether, I've never quite understood whether she was Dr. Cross's mother or grandmother. And she floated ashore on a piece of board, and that's the only sign that was ever known or found of the lion. And there was no way, there was no possible way for my grandmother to know, but she said that Jim came to the foot of her bed and said goodbye to her.